Blog Talk Radio.
Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Walking revolution, that's who I be. Al Porter, man in the street. Man is music activism, news, showcase artists and activists view. Rolling on Monday night, 8+ years. Blog Talk Radio, calming people's fears. 646-478-0944. Monday night, 9 to 10, Cleveland time zone. Cleveland Standard Time, I be front line. Emacs in his prime, hero and can rhyme. Read between the lines, black by design. Tell the truth time, here to drop a dime. Teach me a whistle, I'm the whistleblower. From Ukraine to my lane, White House know it. See something, say something. The motto, part two of the phrase, street always know. For people found dead, inside a house. 6-year-old asleep, stray bullet took her out. Lyrics, killers on the block, this is real deep. Be a whistleblower, get them off the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. Call in and speak with the man in the street. Call in and speak, I'm the man in the street. With the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street. Calling to speak with the man in the street. Calling to speak, I'm the man in the street.
And welcome once again on this Independence Day weekend version of Al Porter, Man in the Streets, music, activism, news. And today it's getting easier and easier as I look at some of the phone callers online, such as the 216-952-216-400-216-804. So anyway, Al Porter, Man in the Street, chapter 10, verse 27 already. That M period, A period, N period is music activism news abbreviation acronym. For those listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in, like some of the other phone callers, to 646-478-0944. If you want to send in music or commercials, send it MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Three disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line to see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind. Call back or press 1. Okay, I have a couple of people on the phone line that I know I have to get to, and I will do that in approximately 3 minutes. Yeah, approximately 3 minutes. My thing is this. I want to thank everybody who takes the time to at least call in, because the one thing that I, this would not be a program if it wasn't for the people who call in. So with that being said, before I go to the 216-446 or the 216-952 that's been waiting first on the phone line, I want to let people know that the Common Sense Radio Show airs Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. www.newstalkcleveland.com. You can check out the YouTube pages of Joseph Motley Jr. period or Joseph P. Motley Jr. Twitter page is Alfred Porter Jr. 1, that's Alfred Porter Jr. numeral 1, or for Twitter, Hip Hop Workshop 2, Hip Hop Workshop numeral 2. Instagram is Jr. Alfred Porter. Facebook is Joseph Motley Jr. period. You could Facebook, Kent and Angelica, Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com, or Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio, the www.3342music.com. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com, Facebook, Sheriff Kilroy, webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. You can Facebook Brother Pete Weeks. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceitradio.com before the Queens Court. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr., period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. YouTube is Miss Commentary, space Cleveland. That's the YouTube page for that. Man in the Street 13, also on Twitter, www.templabor.org. Or thelogtv.com. If you go to YouTube, you can check out Power Groove Records' YouTube channel. It's called We Are Cleveland, Power Groove Records' YouTube channel. They play Cleveland artists. Before I even give you a top 10 of events or musicians or artists doing it big in the city, I'm going to go to the first phone call of 216-952. 216-952, how you doing out there?
What's going on, man?
Man, I'm doing phenomenal. That voice sounds so familiar. This has to be extra treat of some kind. Who we talking to?
Man, Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, Head Honcho, 108 Vision.
Man, one of those things that I would like to say is you being the head of that particular company, the great things you have managed to do, the great things you have managed to do, it is excellent talking to you. I'm going to say, first of all, how important is it that, you know, the president of that company happens to be your wife? How excellent is that in the business that you've been doing?
Oh, that's a beautiful thing. That's great. You know, it's great in itself when you find somebody not only that it's just because you're with them, but they're also business minded, and they're also the person that, you know, keeps me moving forward, that keeps me pushing forward. And you know, we've done events and things together, and she's been a big supporter of things I got going on as well as the things she got going on. I'm a big supporter of. So you know, when you don't have to micromanage people, and you get a person that is a solid, you know, foundation that's built, it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
I can feel you on that. And with that being said, what's going on with 108 Vision? Because you've been such a strong performer. I love how you're doing things from Twinsburg to Cleveland to all over the region, the suburbs and everything like that. Talk to us, brother.
Yeah, that's a beautiful thing. We're going to get something together, too, out in Twinsburg. We're going to try to plan a big day for that, where we're just going to have artists come all around, and we're going to have a jam session, and this is going to be beautiful. Today I went to a jam session. Shout out to Eric Magnus, Unrest, the group. Let me sit in on a jam session today. Shout out to the producer I'm working with, Cash Ruger, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
That's my homie, you know, so working on some beats for me now. So it's a beautiful day. I think on Facebook I posted the jam session. I went live, so people get a chance to see it. You know, I got a chance to bring them in a little bit to see what's going on. Last night we had a gathering at Eric Magnus' house, and we just vibed and we politicked and we talked about a lot of great things that's coming up and with things that we want to do. So it's a beautiful thing. New music definitely coming. So I know I've said it, but now we're getting it to the point like the first couple of singles is going to drop. So it's a beautiful thing.
It's about time.
It's definitely going to be epic. Yeah, it's going to be
You're
epic.
You're a phenomenal artist.
I did so many things, and I got away from the music, so I got to get back to the music. So, you know, I performed at the African American Museum.
Yes, you did.
So, you know, we did that. That was the first time of me getting back, so just giving back to what I already had. But the stuff I got is going to blow everything else out the water, period.
I'm glad to hear that. And so what is so important with being well-rounded?
That's definitely important because, you don't want to stay stagnant. People will get tired of you, you know, and you're supposed to grow into an artist. I started out an MC, then I grew and elevated into an artist. Then I became a host. Then I became a comedian. Then I became, so it's just expanding on what you're doing. You have to learn different things in this business because people have to remember this is a business that we're in. It's business. The talent is cool. We got 9 million people that got talent, and none of them know business. They don't even know how to do business. They don't even know how to focus on business. When you have an event and you got 10 people, it can't be 10 people that's the artist that's performing. That's not business.
Gotcha.
For you people out there that are promoters, learn to promote the event. Artists do want to get paid. Please pay the artists. Please promote, please motivate, and do what you're supposed to. If you're a CEO of a company, learn what a CEO does and don't just have the title. If you're an owner of a company, know what that entails. There's too many people with titles that do not know what that is. Do not call yourself an OG at 28. You're not an OG. That does not work. I don't care if you was in the projects at 5. You're not an OG at 28. That does not work. That makes no sense at all. You trying to be a legend and you talking about you a legend and you're 30. That doesn't work either. That doesn't work. You have to have a body of work. You have to have a body of work where you've done things that are epic. Is substance, and people can look at it and say, oh, you do many different things.
Yes,
if you
sir.
Have a producer, let that be a real producer. You know, if he's a DJ, then he's supposed to be a real DJ, not DJ One Record, not the producer that, you know, doesn't know how to produce. You know, get with people who inspire you, breathe life into you. Don't get Lil Ray Ray around the corner because you went to school with him, because Lil Ray Ray around the corner don't have no experience and he don't care about you, and he's not going to promote you. Quit trying to promote your product to your friends and your family because they're not going to buy anything because they see you every day and talk to you all the time. It's more than just your hood. Get out your hood and know that Cleveland is more than just one hood. So promote your stuff abroad and get out of the city element sometimes and do other things. Because the Hip Hop Workshop has been in Elyria, and I have been there at that. So just know.
Yes, indeed.
Just know that there's a body of work.
And with that being said, my brother, I really want to thank you for calling in because you're always appreciated. As a matter of fact, one of those bodies of work, it's like, you do so much, but one of my favorite tracks, tell us a little bit about The World, because that particular track, if I'm not mistaken, that was a nice track in itself. You talked about a lot of key things, and it was one of your collaborations with Black House Sound.
Oh, yeah, The World. Yeah, that's a song some people didn't get a chance to hear, but if they bought, you know, if they got a chance to get the Devil compilation, they got a chance to hear it. But The World actually was a place that I was in that me and Motley and Mr. Powers, we sat down and they came up with the beat and we talked all day, and I didn't know what I was going to lay on top of that beat. But I sat down and I just began to think and get into my thoughts. And I just wanted to show my vulnerability. I just wanted to show that you can go through things and still be standing. And it's okay to show your feelings. It doesn't make you less than a man because you be vulnerable or share something. You know, they think it's corny. They made things that we should be doing. They've made those things corny. It's corny to love your woman. It's corny to be intelligent. It's corny to be smart. It's corny to be a real MC. It's corny to be a real DJ. You know, it's corny to actually have bars. It's corny. So all these things that they consider corny are the things that we should have. So I always try to lead by a blueprint. So if anybody has ever been around me, they know that It's a blueprint. So with the world, I just wanted to show something different. Everybody heard the Windows of Pain. They knew about whatever, but the world was just showing a different side of me. And I just wanted to let my feelings show. It came out real good. Actually, I played that today, so.
We'll get ready to play it after we go to our phone caller, 216-446. So we're going to play that. But again, I just want to say we appreciate you for everything that you've done.
I appreciate you. Yes, sir.
And we will be talking to you. Thank you so much. And how can people reach out to Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven?
Oh, definitely. If you go to Facebook, that's Ronte L. Davon. That's R-O-N-N-T as in Tom, A-A, capital L, capital D-A-A, V like Victor, O-N-N, Ronte L. Davon. Or you can go ahead and Gmail me. That's Ronnie B, R-O-N-N-I-E-B as in boy, .rb@gmail.com. Well, I mean, let me say it again. RONNIEB216.RB@gmail.com. You know, and I'm getting ready to put together an Instagram page, so that's coming up. So I'll be showcasing that in a minute, and I'll go on my page and let them know what that is, too, in a minute. So that's coming up.
No problem. And thank you so much for staying busy.
Thank you.
We appreciate you, brother.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you, man. Much love.
Much love. Peace, brother. And definitely stay on the line because we will be getting to that track shortly. Usually I would go to the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment, but a person who scored pretty high on the charts, before I even tell you who it is, I'll let them introduce themselves at the 216-446 number. 216-446, are you on?
Hey, Mr. Porter, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm blessed. I can't complain, man.
I hear you. And with that being said, please, can you let us know who are you?
My name is Doris Cox. I'm current CEO of D&D Management. Mother and manager of Nelsia and Desmond Milligan, who just got signed to a major record deal, APG, in Hollywood. We'll be relocating soon.
And I'm going to at least say that I was honored and full until the very next day. I was honored to be at the exclusive event that was held the past Saturday evening. Can you let us know what it was and the importance of it? Because you put in a lot of work. You put a lot of work in getting that event together, and it showed. So please let me know where was I?
We had a black carpet event. It was a celebration for my kids being signed, or my artists being signed. Just to salute them, you know. There's not a lot of 18 and 19-year-olds can say that they changed their lives for the rest of their lives. Not to mention, my daughter got a baby on the way, so I'm soon to be grandmother. She got a lot going on for herself, you know what I'm saying? And I'm excited for them, you know. The best way, like the young man just said, he was on the radio station to keep these youth going is to compliment them, support them, build them up, encourage them, you know what I'm saying? Be a light in the dark place for them. Be a guide. You know what I'm saying? Without it costing them anything. So I was just happy to be a part of. I'm really humbled to be a part of the journey and the experience.
I hear you. And with that being said, I was just humbled being at that event because it was such a blessing to watch the two young people as they began for a beautiful journey and next step that, like you say, will affect them for the rest of their lives. And you are one of the most humble people that I've met because I remember first meeting you. No problem, no problem. Your voice definitely graced a couple of songs from an artist by the name of Life Struggle Depression, LSD, and the next thing I know, watching the music video and just watching you grow, and the next thing I know, I could see that you were an unselfish parent because you took the time off knowing that you have the vocals yourself. Right now you have the look. You carry yourself with style that can take you to the next level. And I watched you at least make sure that your daughter was promoted, that your daughter received the limelight. I was blessed when I reached out to you as an artist for International Women's March Cleveland. And you said, wait a minute now, my daughter is an excellent artist and she should do that performance. And everybody took to her. And when I say everybody, we'll say different races, across the internet, the media. She garnered so much attention, and I liked being there playing her music on the radio, having her come in. Tell me about your thoughts of being a parent, actual parent. Yes, talk to me.
That's a subject that's emotional for me because I tell people all the time to look at my cover or my book, you wouldn't understand my story. But me and kids got a story. We got a story. We've been through some things together. So our connection and how we deal with each other and our relationship is so dope. How we love on each other and support each other in spite of all the things that we've been through. I'm excited. You know what I'm saying? If I had an opportunity to do what I did in my life again, I'd do it the exact same way. I'd take all the scars again, all the wounds, because it makes me who I am as a parent, as a person. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to be a guide. I'm happy to be a light, because that's what it's about, being the best version of yourself so you can be a light. You know what I'm saying? Being the best version of yourself so you can hold your kid's hand and be a guide, not for them to be who it is you want them to be, but so they can be the best version of who it is they decide to be for themselves. So, again, I'm just humbled to be a part of the journey, you know, because they could have chose anybody else to manage them, to share this journey with, and they chose me.
Amen. And I could see why, because the event was definitely on fire, lit, bomb, whatever you want to say, but the work that went into it, the professional filming, the catering, the scenery, the positive vibes, even the games that were played that night, it was phenomenal. So I'm going to ask you, how long did you plan what did it take you to get this together?
3 months, and then some vinyl details didn't come together until the very last 24 hours for the event. But, you know what I'm saying, God was in the details, so I won't worry. Even down to the last second, everything came together how it was supposed to, you know. Nothing happened by accident. It happened by design and on purpose. So I was really excited. But we're not going to forget that the honoree and the door prize winner, Mr. Al Porter, how we just saluted you in there. Because y'all must understand this journey, Al Porter gave my daughter a platform when nobody would listen to her. Nobody would give her a chance. Nobody would give her any exposure. And he did it for absolutely free. So I'm forever grateful to you for that.
No problem. I appreciate those words. I'm humbled by them and thankful. And the only request that I have is that when it's time for you to write your book, that you at least make sure you reach out and let us know so that we can at least, while we're listening to your daughter's music and enjoying your son being signed as a songwriter, we'll be able to get behind the book and watch your career flourish and grow, because I see you stepping to the side to do so much for your family, but the limelight is also waiting for you. It's already there on you with your product, which is your children, but there's a lot of light left for you. So I just want to say I thank you. You've always been open and honest about coming through a rough life, turning it around. And with that being said, I'm going to throw it out for you and give you 2 to 3 minutes. Just if there's a lady or even a gentleman who's listening, but if there's a queen or somebody who's going through some rough patches in their life, What message would you like to give to them?
Words of encouragement I can give somebody that's out there struggling. Never give up. Never give up. Never get up. Never quit. You know what I'm saying? Can't is a word that I don't even understand. I don't know what it means to not do, you know, not to strive for more, you know. Don't be complacent. You know, if you find yourself doing the same thing every year at the same time, you should probably change what you're doing. Don't be stagnant. You want to be a millionaire, surround yourself with millionaires. You want to be a business owner, start linking up with business owners. You want to be a phenomenal artist, put in the work. You know, people can only support you as much as you support yourself. You know, fall in love with you, know you, find out what you want to do, and chase after it relentlessly. Lose sleep because you fighting for what it is that you want for yourself. Everything else will fall in line. All the puzzles and the pieces. Pieces of the puzzle will fall in line eventually. And just stay humble, you know. Everybody got a piece of the light, like you said. It's due to them. So just stay humble. You know? And that don't mean keep your head down and tuck your tail. It means stand firm on what you know. Do it with grace. Do it with style. Do it with dignity. Do it with pride. You know what I'm saying? But be humble. Be humble. Because somebody is right where you were. And somebody is where you're going. And then there's somebody that you're going to leave behind, you know. So you ain't got to dog people to get where you're going. And you can't forget where you've been. Because it's all a journey.
I appreciate that very much. And before you go, how can we find your daughter's music?
It's on all platforms. Her name is Nelcia, N-E-L-C-C-I-A. She got two songs out, Love, Sex, Free, and Options. Options, actually, we're working on a video for that coming up on the 7th and the 8th. So anybody got any serious inquiries about being in the video, put me at 416-446-9081. You know, get your little debut, and we can represent our city. Again, only serious inquiries for the 7th and 8th coming up this week of July for her Options song that's out right now. You can follow her on Instagram. Yeah. And you can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My name is Doris Cox. Thank you for giving me the mic. I'll put her as you always do. And looking out for D&D management, my family, giving us the opportunity to be seen.
No problem.
And be heard.
No problem. Hey, it's not over yet. Far from it. Thank you so much. And I will keep up with the upcoming at least video shoots that are coming up. And thank you again for calling
in. Absolutely. Anybody reach out to you, just send it my way.
I sure will do that. Promise you that.
Thank you so much. You be blessed.
All right, now. Peace. And my thing is, again, before I go to the 216-235 number and the top 10 for what happened over the past week, some of the hottest things, I will put out there that you can text me about getting in touch with videos, anything like that. You can text the number of 216-804-7462. That's 216-804-7462. Don't you call that number right now before 10, because if I'm on the air and you call that number, I will definitely clown you on the air. Now, at the same time, I'm going to take the time and let people know you could messenger me at Alfred Porter, JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I'm going to go to the 216-235 because you've been so patient. 216-235, how you doing out there?
Love and greetings. This is Major Taps calling in. Brother Al, how you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. What's going on, brother?
Well, Proprietor Entertainment is doing awesome. Our views keep climbing on YouTube. The Proprietor Entertainment TV page don't have as many subscribers. I appreciate people just clicking like and subscribe. A lot of them haven't been signed into YouTube. So it only take a second just to sign them into YouTube. And once you sign to YouTube, you can click like and subscribe.
Okay.
Besides that, The single Get Your Mind Right is on eBay, Spotify, Amazon. You type in one of these big platforms out here, it's on there. You cop that single for 99 cents. It's a real big, nice. It's a cool track. And oh yeah, Brother Almighty FX is working on some new material, as always. And so am I. And we just need people just to follow us on those pages. Proprietor Entertainment TV. That's the big home page. And then we got the Almighty FX page, where you can see a bunch of his mixtape videos. And, you know, a lot of his tracks on there. Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, besides that, I would like to give shouts out to Brother Dantes Taylor that is running for a fourth ward and his councilman, running for councilman in the fourth ward. We are putting together some nice, decent events, you know, for his journey to his election. So everybody get prepared for the dates. We're going to give you the dates soon. So shout out to Brother Dantes and everybody that's being a member of being like a team player and helping him get his councilman position. So with that being said, I'm going to say talk to everyone next week. And peace out.
Got you. And, hey, I appreciate you for calling in. One thing I can say, Get Your Mind Right is definitely an entertaining video, so I can tell some thought went into that. So I appreciate that.
No doubt.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in this week. Appreciate you.
No, tired.
Mm-hmm. My thing is, okay, I know what I'm going to play. Before I play that, I am going to at least give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Just a lot of things that were promoted heavily and a lot of people paid attention to. Number 10, debuting BWE, Black Talk Table, and they released a couple of new singles, a couple of new ones. Number 9, debuting because he just won't stop putting up the hits and the music, Ruga, super producer who Mr. Ronnie B, the Unforgiven, mentioned earlier. Number 8, moving into our top 10, consistent-wise, China Blow. Number 7, because of all the promotions coming up, from the covers to the interviews to the pre-story, CUMR Volume 6, which drops tomorrow within a 24-hour period. Number 6, on Facebook, it was called Welcome to the Jungle. That debuted. That happens this coming Saturday. Number 5, moving up on Facebook, second annual Alien Arts Hip Hop Boot Camp. Number 4, moving up, it was the exclusive party by Doris Cox on her daughter, Nelsia, being signed as an artist, and son, Desmond, as a writer. There was plenty of food. We mentioned everything that happened, prizes. I can say I was thankful because I was definitely on time, first one there, and it definitely paid off in a lot of different things. There were prizes given to the person who shows up on time. They said it started at 7. Well, I was there at 7:05. Came inside, chilled back, enjoyed myself. And again, voiceitradio.com was the first one to really play Nelsia's music video, invite him on as a guest. It was Al Porter, Mad in the Street, was the first show on air that brought in Doris Cox to even talk about her own career before she even came back on to talk about her daughter. And yes, everything else that happened after that, Women's March International, all of that, it was a blessing. Number 3, moving up, Front Stage Live Outdoor Concert. You can find that on Facebook. That happened over the weekend. Number two, it moved up on Facebook, the Earport Hip Hop Soul Edition. At number one, moving up, we figured it would, and it did. All July 4th activities, we had to put them all like that because a lot of people and places and things had July 4th parties, so it would have made no sense to say, this July 4th activity or these fireworks. No, not going to do that. So all the July 4th activities. Major shout-out right now to Mama Porter. It was Mama Porter's born day, Earth Day, birthday, 45 years, as they would say biblically, 85 years young. Surprise party was held. I want to thank Danielle Woods, Mercedes White. It was interesting because, Mom hasn't been out like she usually would. And so it isn't the easiest for her to travel, but for her to be able to make it out on at least her 2 feet and get back out there is a wonderful thing. So we have some other surprises coming up with Mama Porter that you wouldn't believe. That's all I can say. You wouldn't believe it if I told you, so I won't tell you. Also, for those listening, I could give you the preview of it. You'll see it within 24 hours. But Sheriff Kilroy in a music video where he's dancing. That's all I can say. Sheriff Kilroy in a music video where he's dancing. With stop film photography as well as regular film photography offered by GMS Hood Famous DVD. That's all I can tell you all right now. You wouldn't believe it if I told you the single, and I learned from Mr. Ronnie B. the Unforgiven, you should always have some sort of sneak attack. So why would I announce it? If I announced it, people are going to hate on it anyway, so why not just throw it out there and surprise a few folks? With that being said, I remember CCR Volume 1, Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 1. I remember when I actually heard this song and saw the music video, The World Black House Sound featuring Mr. Ronnie B., The Unforgiven. When I first heard the lyrics and everything like that, all I could do was smile. And little known that CCR Volume 1, before the double disc set, CCR Volume 1 had a couple of music videos. One featured their song Reverse of War with Suave Gotti, and the other video was put out, featured my brother, Mr. Ronnie B., The Unforgiven. With that being said, hey, I said I was going to play it earlier. Let's get to it.
I don't mind, got nothing to do, so ain't gon' start something. You used to don't say, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
Witnessing pain and the evil that these men do. You don't know me, you don't know what I have been through. You started out good but went down the wrong path. My homie took his life, I went out on the war path. Alcohol medicates the pain I feel inside. I'm invincible, ain't no need to swallow pride. The streets are calling, ain't no time for me to praise God. Fast money, fast life, I don't need a job. I don't understand the problems I'm about to see. Can't nobody talk to me, I'm an OG. Eventually my anger leads me to my first case. My mama looking at me saying, man, what a waste. Hip-hop is calling me, but I'm too deaf to even answer. Bad decisions that I make is spreading like a cancer. Now you was talking to me, man, you gon' check me. If I don't show no love, how you gon' respect me? Fast forward to the day, yeah, I am better now. I'm a leader, yeah, I'm out here getting my cheddar now. The biggest problem is cause we don't love each other. Always love yourself and give props to your mother.
World is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
Man, the world is out of shape. It ain't great, but I refuse to seal my fate. In a hell's gate, I don't know the difference between real and fake. And false traits in the definition of common theft. On stealing tape, but what's the difference with real love and fake love? Do you get a welcome hug or a deadly slug? One way or another, your occupation, the bin bug. When you let them up, all in your world, your name and blood. Why you telling people that you my cuz? When you working for the fuzz, trying to sting, I break my pockets like I got white devil drugs. I never flood that white cane. Only thing I flood is music, man. And spit that inspirational flow and hit the streets with a bang. It ain't my fault you let your career hang. Being in the wrong gang, I was living my life through music. You was living yours in a fast lane. Yo, Ronnie B, tell this lame to get out the game. He visualized on what he saw through the windows of pain.
You see the world inside of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there. See the world is out of shape, like OJ, and the love is in your heart, it's right there.
She come to me like, well, when you get drunk, he think that somebody's stealing his music.
Now, that's a way to end a record. I want to at least just let people know some of what might be happening so that if you choose, you could at least take the time to join us. So with that being said, my role right now is to look at, I will say, this coming Saturday. This Saturday at 2 p.m., 5715 Woodland Avenue, I received a phone call where Scott Hawkins, whose son, Arthur Keith, was murdered by CMHA police. So he decided to leave it to his daughter, Scott Hawkins, when they should do a rally to honor the son's memory. And she chose this Saturday at 5715 Woodland, 5715 Woodland, at the police station, the CMHA police station. And that's where a lot of us will be, as we remember it probably won't take that long to do. Which is a blessing in itself. I also want to let people know what is going on and that we'll be there this coming Friday, 11:45 a.m. for the 12 noon press conference, Black on Black Crime, Inc., spearheading along with Clash and other organizations, Northeast Ohio Black Health Coalition and many others, will be on the steps of City Hall. And that's 6th and Lakeside, East 6th and Lakeside. So what we're going to do is deal with the fact of lead, even though certain things were brought up to us. The city of Cleveland didn't put the legislation on the ballot like they were supposed to. They didn't do their follow-through, so we're going to do our follow-through and at least be there to deal with the whole concept of the lead issue, the lead crime hypothesis that has been dealt with on our program, and many other issues like that. But now, I think what I'm going to do is clown a little bit, because before I get into maybe a couple of news stories and some other things like that, the event on the past Saturday night, a few other places, it's been nice. There's been a whole lot of these in the neighborhood, so I am going to at least play from CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, that album. I'm going to take the time to play the Emax-produced track, which featured myself on a remix version. Why not play Big Legs?
In the club, looking for my girlfriend. She can have big legs, little legs, long hair, short hair. She can be brown skin, light skin. She can get it. At you, baby, from your head to your face, 'cause I like you. This is what it is. Won't you try to turn around? I'm handling my biz. I'ma get you, girl. Come to me. We can go all night if that's what you like.
Well, yeah. In the club, looking for my.
Well, I'm in the
in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my girlfriend. Short hair, she can be a brown skin, a light skin. She can get it. She can have big legs, a little legs. Light skin, a brown skin. She can be a little girl or a big girl. I don't care, cause she's in my world. Yeah.
Cause I'm looking all around. Hey. Ooh. Right.
And only a 12-foot stepladder is needed for this soapbox because activists met with East Cleveland police to discuss reducing chases, where the department was involved in 138 pursuits this year alone. As activists such as Art McCoy, Black Man's Army, founder of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the president of Black on Black Crime, Inc., Al Porter, Pastor Randy Reed from The Rock AME Zion Church, Dr. Dolthy, Councilman Ernest Dale Smith, Councilman Steve Austin as well. So with that being said, activists met at least, I believe, June 21st. That was June 21st. Activists met with the East Cleveland Police Commanders to reduce the number of police chases in hopes of preventing any more deaths or injuries. As according to East Cleveland police officers have been involved in 138 pursuits so far this year. I think it's like 140 now. That's an average of 5.5 chases each week. And we're praying we won't have a catastrophe in which we'll have to shut this whole city down because some innocent people got killed in a traffic chase walking down the street or riding down the street, said activist Art McCoy. East Cleveland's police chief stressed that officers are only reacting to drivers who refuse to stop for police. Yeah, but like we said, we know that if somebody does a crime and my mom's in the midst of that crime, you would want police to do everything to catch them. But on the flip side of it, if my mom's walking down the streets and police are pursuing a suspect for a broken taillight or headlight or even a license and nobody knows if anything's wrong and you run my mama down, I'll have some problems there. But anyway, Police Chief Scott Gardner of East Cleveland said, our stance is we will continue to pursue those who fail to stop for us and those who are essentially taking, in my opinion, advantage of my residents. Now, the activists and police met for about an hour. At times, the activists said the discussion got heated. While they called it a first step, some in the group accused police of taking a hard line when it came to pursuits. We know about crime, said activist Al Porter. But in this situation, do you have to take on the criminal traits to deal with crime? If you do, then everything is unsafe all the way around. Now, Gardner said he'd love to cut down on the number of chases and said he's asked the mayor and city council to purchase technology that would allow officers to track cars that refuse to stop. But in the meantime, the chief maintained that pursuing drivers has led to a reduction in crime in the city. Crime is still up. But anyway, Gardner also said he believes a lack of action by other departments is added to the problem. If there were zero pursuits, I would be happy, said Gardner. Do I feel our pursuits have risen because of other agencies refusing to pursue? Yes, yes, I do. I think that's absolutely the prime reason. That's what he feels is the prime reason. But the activists said they plan to review the department's pursuit policy and then decide their next steps in this scenario. They also hope to meet with police commanders again in about a month. And that's a particular thing that's going on right now. My thing is I'm very thankful that a first step was made. And other news, well, for people who might have missed it, the Cleveland Heights veteran said that the city didn't give her enough time to save her home from demolition. That's another reason why a lot of people were out there. As Darlene Pride can't believe her Cleveland Heights family home of more than 50 years had been reduced to a pile of rubble. The large Lee Road home was taken down by city backhoes on June 14th after the house was victimized by a second floor fire in September 2020. Now, Pride, who is a lieutenant colonel with Army Nurse Corps, said she made it clear to the city that she had the resources and plans to save the family home, but said the city wouldn't give her the time or opportunity to get her repair effort started. This is, of course, our 16-foot stepladder on the soapbox, because we wouldn't have been out there if the city had done their freaking job and not done that. As Pride said, the city delayed the demolition once, but said a demolition date was moved up without her being notified, not allowing her to remove some final family heirlooms. When I got over here, the house was flat, and they had no demolition papers. They came later, so I was really shocked. Sounds like a nice-sized lawsuit is coming. The city said, Ms. Pride, get an engineer, an attorney, and a contractor, and I did, and they agreed to let me fix the house. 3 days later, they said they changed their mind. They said I had to update the code for the electrical and the plumbing, and I said I would do it. I had gold china. I had all of my family pictures and portraits. I had an old Victoria antique pictures on the wall. My military equipment was on the third floor that I brought back from Iraq. I got nothing. And Pride had expressed her sincere thanks and appreciation to the Cleveland Heights police and firefighters who helped her get out of the burning home in that September, but said her house was not nearly as lucky. Black on Black Crime, Inc. had held the small rally in front of the now demolished house, demanding the city of Cleveland Heights provide some restitution to the Army veteran. The city manager, Susanna Nierman O'Neill, quickly responded and said, "This is an unfortunate situation and not one the city has taken lightly. After the expansive fire back in 2020, the house was condemned for a multitude of safety reasons. Upon further inspection, it was determined that the structure was destroyed to a point that rehabilitating the home was not an option. This was communicated to Lieutenant Colonel Pride with our sincere sympathies." Wait a minute. But she had an engineer and people who were going to rehab the house on her property. She should have been given the chance to do that. And people ask why activists end up out there. It's because people do stupid stuff. There we go. See, you thought you were going to get something else out of me. But you're not. Before I leave, you know, Governor Mike DeWine is in a lot of trouble recently. You know there's some trouble involved with the ex-homeless man with the golden voice says, "I'm running for Ohio governor." Ted Williams, the homeless man from Columbus, Ohio, whose deep, velvety voice and touching story prompted an outpouring of sympathy and job owners from across the country. He appeared on, I believe, NBC Today and other such programs. He decided he's going to run for governor of Ohio. I'm wondering if it's very interesting if he thinks he can win, but then again, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jesse the Mind Ventura, anything's possible, isn't it? I'm going to go out and play Why Not. His name was mentioned. I'll let this take us out for as long as it can play. Black King from King Eric Magnus. Peace.
Keep grinning. give as good as I get, cause I got to. In the days, cause I ended up shocking you. You messing with the bull, you gon' get the home. I'm up before the rooster crow, trying to get it on. And ain't no days off when it comes to this. We the Blackwell family and we running this. On our J's and we grind like some bad bricks. We always hit our target cause we aim straight. See if you're lazy with your you get left behind. Cause we some hustlers and we all about our dollar signs. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family trying to have things. Why not do? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family trying to have. Some OGs and the queen show me love cause they know me. Get respect in every hood cause I don't set trip. But I still keep a vest and an extra clip. And I could give a f what they say about me. You wouldn't have a purpose without something to say about me. Everything I ever said, best believe I did it. And if there's money to be got, best believe I get it. Kings recognize. Attracted when they see it, so they go live. But I also know some ladies on that king's. Hustling hard, get that cheddar like the kings get. Thinking small, push it to the limit. And take it even further, cause there's no limit. You can shine as hard as you wanna shine. And later for them haters who be talking down. I stay up on my grind, cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. I stay up on my grind cause I have dreams. Watching all the people on them flat screens. Establishing my family trying to have things. Why not though? I'm a black king. This is dedicated to all the black kings all over. They can't take our shine, they can't ignore us. There's too many of us out here. So let's get it. Let's stop playing with them. We kings. Time to be kingly. Yeah. Ain't nothing they can do with it. What about it?
Much respect.